Mon wanted to review this one because she is, you're such a BlackBerry fanatic.
I am such a BlackBerry fanatic.
And you, so we, you, it seemed like you knew best.
I had to take this one home. And if you can see, it is obviously thinner than the original Bold and one of the smallest BlackBerries to date. It does have the black leather on the back.
Yeah, the first one looked really, like, the first one was retro.
I loved it because I was in my Mad Men phase.
Right.
but I gotta say, the old Bold, it was made for AT&T, it sucked. Balls, big ones.
Christmas balls.
It was Christmas balls.
Right.
It was really, it just, the reception in it just sucked. Okay, but this one.
Sleek.
Sleek, yes. It's a little over half an inch thick. It weighs only 4.3 ounces. It does not feel cheap. The screen is a little smaller than, is than the first Bold, but it still looks spectacular. That is me and Eva and Susan Sarandon together, being best friends, because that's what best friends do.
Wow. Dropping names in 2010.
Oh, no, no, no. Sorry. I wasn't trying to drop it. It is Susan Sarandon.
Oh, it really is, yeah. I'm sorry. It was.
I don't want to be unclear about that. We're best friends.
Well, they really are.
It's not a drop-in.
There's the proof right there.
I'm saying it.
I got Weird Al Yankovic on my phone. Boom! 2010!
What?
Now, Rim decided to use the optical trackpad rather than the trackball, which I think will please BlackBerry users everywhere, since those damn balls always fly off or they stop working. So, what do you think? Do you like it as a BlackBerry user?
Yes. It's so much better, actually. My trackball never fell off, but I thought I wouldn't like this. I thought it might be like a netbook, you know, when you kind of like graze your palm over it. But it is so awesome. I love it so much. It feels more accurate when you're navigating around and selecting menu items. Now, you will not accidentally move it to the side when you press down on the pad. And that did sometimes happen when you had the little trackball. Uh-huh. As for the keyboard, I have to say, it feels just as comfortable as the Tour's. It is a little smaller than the original Bold's keyboard, which I thought I might not like either because I liked a little bit bigger. But it just works fantastic. It literally made me cry. It was so good.
You okay now? Have you recovered suitably?
Loved everything about it.
Because you're getting a little misty right now, even just recanting the tale. Most of these BlackBerries have pretty much the same feature set. So, I mean, in your opinion, as a skilled BlackBerry user, do you feel like they've improved on the feature set at all?
Some yes and some no. Okay. So the browser is a little faster. I have to say, it's still way too hard to zoom in or see an entire page at a glance. So come on, BlackBerry, it's Olivia. Please help me. Now, even though the camera, it does take a while. I think it's just click right away. It takes a second, and there it is. That's too long for me. And then he wasn't ready. It does take fantastic pictures. It's 3.2 megapixels, has a flash. The BlackBerry app world does have, like, several thousand apps, but of course, it still hasn't reached iPhone or even Android status, but I have to say, when I was talking to our producers about this, people who have a BlackBerry, we don't care about the apps.
Right.
It's not about the apps at all. Also, it has the multitasking, hold down the menu button right there. You hold it down, and then you can switch between the apps that you're running at the same time. It does have Wi-Fi and 3G connectivity, and this is what you can do. You can make and receive calls over Wi-Fi, but you have to pay T-Mobile $10 a month for that service. But think about it, $10, it's like a Subway sandwich and an extra drink. You know?